You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
What? Hey, very exciting news. We have a sponsor of TJ's Fanatico podcast. The sponsor is Distill Union, which, ladies, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the man in your life, this is where you would get it. Very handsome items, like I have this little phone wallet thing. It's called the Wally Jr., and it's a magnet that goes on the back of my phone, and you just put your essential cards and stuff in it, so you don't have to worry about the big fat wallet. And it's leather and handsome and just so great. Perfect for a gift for the man who needs to get his life together and start looking like a man who has his life together. I'm just gonna say. So you can save 20% when you go to acetj.com/gift. Go to acetj.com/gift, save 20%, and use the promo code ACETJ. ACETJ, promo code at acetj.com/gift. You're going to love this. He's going to love it. Absolutely. Love it, love it, love it. High quality stuff, top quality. Now, we continue today the 15 most annoying people, and we are going to be up to number 7 today. 15 types of annoying people. Are you enjoying this, Riggins,
yeah,
so far? You don't have to say so. I mean, if this is a boring, what do you call it, series of things, it's fine. But today's is going to be passionate, I believe. Mm. It will be passionate. Passion.
Passion.
Passionate. So 15 types of annoying people so far. We've had people who think farts are funny, people who break in line, unaware of their surroundings, people, pushy people, people who say I'm having a day, and then saying that you know, pretty much excuses them from being rude, loud people, people who smack when they're eating, name droppers, and today's is one that everybody that is associated with the Ace and TJ show has experienced multiple times. And it is also going to come with a debate as to, let me give it a scenario, Riggins, of something annoying, and we'll have to determine which person in the scenario of the two is the more annoying.
Okay.
So all kinds of fun lined up for you today on TJ's Fanaticos podcast. That's all coming up next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ooh-wah. Ooh-wah. Here we go. Top 15 types of annoying people. We are at number 7 today. You ready, Riggins?
Ready.
Today's number 7, 15 types of annoying people. The I'm just being honest, people. I'm just being honest, people. Those are the people who say things that might hurt your feelings or upset you or make you mad. And then they say, well, I'm just being honest. Like there's no way that you can think that they're wrong in the scenario if they're saying, I'm just being honest. That covers everything. Now there is a little more of an acceptance, I think, whenever the person is asked a question, but not a lot.
Yeah.
So like if I said, Riggins, what do you think of my hat? And you said, I think that hat makes you look like a clown. It's the ugliest hat I've ever seen in my life. And then I would say, well, that was rude. That was mean. You go, well, I'm just being honest. That's a little bit different than if you just came up and said, hey, that hat is ridiculous looking. Yeah. And you're a tub of goo.
Yeah.
Wearing it.
Unsolicited.
Yeah. But even if you've been asked the question.
Yeah.
You don't want to make the other person feel badly. So you come up with some other way. Say, oh, yeah, well, it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
That hat that you have or whatever. But, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. You could do it that way. They'd still get the message. Well, they don't like the hat that much. But, okay. But when you just come out and see, I'm not a fan of someone who's brutally honest.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah, well, at least you know where you stand. Well, I mean, I would know where I stood without you being a jerk.
Mm-hmm. I don't need that in my life. I got enough.
Yeah.
I can figure out my own problems. You don't need some like half friend bringing you down a peg every day.
Yeah. Because they say brutally honest, like that's a positive description.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like you never really say anything that's good that you describe as brutal.
Right.
Do you?
No.
Unless you something brutal has happened to an enemy or somebody in a movie that's the villain or whatever, you'd say, oh, man, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I hate that person.
I chalk it up to some of these people are just stupid. Like, they wouldn't be able to function. They probably don't have a lot of friends because they've done this their whole life. You know, they might just be stupid, but.
Just like socially.
Yeah. You know, socially, yeah. Even if you're. Honesty is the best policy. Okay, you want to be honest. But there's also having manners and being honest. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to say, like, oh, yeah, you look like a total clown.
Right.
You can just say, I don't think it's your best hat you've got in the collection. I like this one more. You know, a thousand things you could do than being a jerk and being honest.
Yeah, my wife's really good at that. She'll say, I don't love that.
With that face and everything?
I don't just love that. No, I don't love that.
I don't love it.
Or, I think you've got better things to wear, you know, things like that. Okay, so here is the scenario, and this just happened to me the other day, Riggins, and I wanted to throw it out at you on the annoying conversations. And this is not on the list, but I was in the grocery store, and the woman working at the grocery store was ringing up my items. Which is an old term, I guess, ringing up, isn't it? So,
I still say it.
Yeah, so she's ringing up my items. The store's not busy. And while she's in the middle, and or actually getting toward the end of my order, my items, a young guy walks up, and he's got his phone in his hand, and he walks up behind me, addresses the cashier, and says, hey, can you tell me if y'all carry this? And he showed something on his phone. Well, she stops, starts looking at his phone and says, well, I don't know. I think maybe that was, I don't know. And then goes to address somebody else in the store. And I just turned and looked at him like,
hello.
You know, seriously? And he goes, oh, hey, I'm sorry. Finish with him. So she stopped. In the, you know, doing my stuff to basically, I would count that as a line breaker, a line jumper,
sure,
to address his issue and then get sidetracked on it. So, which one is more annoying? The person who interrupted and jumped and said, do y'all have this? Or the employee for leaving me standing there waiting to finish my order and dealing with him first?
They're both wrong.
Mm-hmm.
In how they handle that. But I would say the more annoying person is the line jumper.
Yeah.
I mean, the cashier should know how to acknowledge that customer, give them the direction that, hey, I'll help you in just a second, and then carry on with you. But they obviously didn't do that. It's not annoying. It's just bad training. So I would say the line jumper more annoying, because who does that? Wait right. Your turn.
Well, because a lot of people go by the philosophy of, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not checking out. I'm not, you know, she's not having to do anything but answer my question. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if stopping to answer your question is going to interrupt the flow of how she's already waiting on me.
Yeah.
But, you know, as same mentality of, well, let me make sure this one's not on the list coming up or I'll ruin it. No. Same mentality as parking in front of a store in people's way because you're just going to be a minute.
Yeah.
Instead of going and getting in a regular parking spot and walking into the store, you know, from there.
Entitlement.
It's just like you just don't think about anything other than what's right there in front of you. You know, I have this question. I'm just going to ask a quick question. Okay. The question may be quick. The answer may not.
Yeah. It's entitlement. It's self-centered because you think you're mm-hmm. the only person that matters in that scenario. Yeah. You don't even acknowledge the person. Like mm-hmm. it's just crazy.
And if you went in there with a purpose, why didn't you go try to find it yourself in the beginning?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, you're walking into an auto parts store and you don't know anything about mechanicking.
Exactly. Yeah. Mechanicking. And I don't. Yeah, that's bad. Yeah. That's really bad.
Speaking of that, on your regular types of stores that a person would encounter, not specialty stores or anything like that. That is the type of store that I feel the most lost in.
Yeah.
Is an auto parts store.
Totally.
More so than like a home improvement store, stuff like that. But when I walk into an auto parts store, I'm like, I have got to immediately ask for an employee's assistance.
Yeah. It's embarrassing. You ever tried to go buy windshield wipers in one of those places?
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, well, you just look through this book to find out the one that matches. And mm-hmm. it's like this huge phone book and the print is super right. smart. You're like, oh my God, I'll just go to Amazon and type in like, what? It's embarrassing if you don't know.
Uh-huh. And then I always have to say, and can y'all put them on for me? Yeah, I do that too. Yeah.
Service.
At least if I'm at Lowe's or somewhere, I can, there are like about half the store I can maneuver and know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But in an auto parts store, I have no clue. No clue. So I'll jump the line, and because I just have a question.
Just a quick question.
Yeah. All right. So today's 15 types of annoying people. Number 7 on the list: people who say I'm just being honest when they're being a jerk. I'm just being honest.
Just being honest.
I'm brutally honest. Okay, but you know where you stand with me. Yeah. Far away from you is where I'm going to stand.
Exactly. I know exactly where I'm standing.
All right. So we'll continue tomorrow. We'll hit number 6 with more annoying people. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Love you. Bye.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.